Hi, my name is Toni Wise, and the blog is called The Courage of Mary. In the book of Luke, we read about an incredibly brave teenager named Mary. Mary was a common name back then. It meant bitter. The people were bitter because the prophets were silent for 400 years. There was no revelation at all between the Old Testament and the New Testament for all this time. They felt bitter because they thought God had forgotten them and his promise of their Messiah. We see this incredible dialogue between Mary and the angel Gabriel in the book of Luke. He said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." He proceeded to tell her she would conceive and bear a son and call his name Jesus. God used this young woman mightily to bring forth the promised Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. Instead of running from her situation or panicking, she prayed and sought the Lord's leading. Why didn't we trust God when we found ourselves with an unplanned pregnancy? If you have confessed the sin to him, he has forgiven you. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Mary could have been stoned for being pregnant outside of marriage because that was the law back then. In Deuteronomy 22:23-21, speaks about the laws pertaining to sexual sin. Not only could Mary have been stoned, but Joseph, her espoused husband, could have walked away from the relationship by writing a bill of divorcement because they were legally betrothed to one another. But God protected Mary from both of these consequences because she had not sinned. She was supernaturally impregnated by the Holy Spirit of God. She was so courageous and brave. She risked her own life and reputation to obey God. What a beautiful testimony we see in her life. This week, December 10th, 2023, will be 43 years since I aborted my son Joseph. I wish I had the courage like Mary to have my baby, but I allowed the fear of man to push me to abort my child. I cannot change my past, but I can learn from my mistake. God used my abortion to bring me into a relationship with Jesus. Now I have the distinct honor of walking with all of you on your healing journeys. God has certainly taken my ashes, my horrible sins, and turned them into something beautiful for my good and his glory. And you are all a part of that. I believe that God makes all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. God, through the work of the Holy Spirit, is continually sanctifying us and conforming us to the image of Jesus. You are all so precious to him. I hope that you know that. Questions to take to heart. How long has it been since your past abortion or abortions? Are you still holding on to your secret? Have you allowed God access to all of your broken places so that he can heal you? If not, trust him today. He wants you healed and made whole so that you can become the woman he created you to be. You are loved. Toni.